Yep, we're good.
All right. Can you hear me okay, Jim?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you.
You hear me fine?
Okay.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yep. There you go. All right. Welcome, Commissioner, staff, and members of the public to the December 15th, 2020 virtual session of the Park Building Commission conducted by a webinar and telecom. I hope that everyone continues to stay safe and maintain the necessary health and social distancing precautions to help reduce the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. The primary focus of the December meeting, in addition to considering regular procedural issues and updates and reports, is to approve submittals for the energy compliance software for demonstrating compliance with the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation. As always, we will provide an opportunity for public comment on each of the commission's substantive discussion topics. If you want to comment on a specific substantive commission agenda item, please wait until the facilitator invites members of the public to speak at the appropriate times throughout the meeting. Public,
are you able to hear me or not?
Yes, we can hear you, Jeff.
I'm sorry. Public input is welcome, but should be offered before there is a formal motion on the floor. Jeff Blair will now review the commission's adopted webinar and teleconference participation process before we take a roll call. Jeff? Jeff, can you hear me?
Now I can. Just go to meeting, set me up on, asked me if I wanted to use a microphone, and I said yes. I thought it was mine and some other system. I just finally found out how to fix it. Sorry about that. I couldn't hear anything. So are we on the...
I went through the introduction, and we're ready for you to go through the procedures.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. All right, so the main thing is to remember to keep your phone unmuted. If you're using a phone, do not put your phone on hold, but also keep your computer audio on mute as well when you're not speaking. Please wait here by the speak so that we, you know, can have an orderly thing, everybody have a chance. Please state your name each time you speak. And Commissioner, if you would state your name when you're speaking and making motions, that would be helpful. But also kind of a new piece that would help us out is that whenever you, if you have to, if you join the meeting late, just let us know when you join. Don't worry about interrupting us. Say, hey, this is Commissioner Brown. I just joined. That way we have a record. And if you have to leave, say the same thing. Hey, I have to, I'm leaving now. Just let you know. That way we can keep accurate track of the voting throughout. So that would be very helpful if we could do that going forward. That's the basic procedure, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jeff. If you would now conduct a roll call.
Okay. Commissioner Shock.
I'm here.
Commissioner Bahadori.
I'm here.
Okay. Commissioner Bass. Commissioner Gregg.
Present.
Commissioner Boyer.
Here.
Commissioner Brown.
I'm here.
Commissioner Smith Burke.
I'm here.
Commissioner Taya.
I'm here.
Mr. Thompson.
Here.
Mr. Dean.
Present.
Mr. Fisher.
Here.
Mr. Gatlin.
Present.
Commissioner Gelson. Wow, this is a lot of background noise. David, are you on? All right. Commissioner Gross.
I'm here.
Commissioner Homburger.
Present.
Commissioner Hertzberger.
Present. I'm here.
Very good. Commissioner John.
Here.
Commissioner Jones.
Here.
All right. Commissioner Langille.
Here.
Commissioner Marker.
Here.
Commissioner Schiffer.
On.
Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Commissioner Sloat. Commissioner Whitehead.
Here.
Let me double check those who didn't respond initially. Commissioner Batts.
I'm here, Jeff.
Oh, okay, great. Commissioner Gilford. Commissioner Sloat. All right, Mr. Chairman, we currently have 22 of 24 commissioners, so we have a quorum.
Thank you, Jeff. We'll move on to the next agenda item, and that will be approval of the October 13, 2020 Facilitator Summary Report and Meeting Minutes. Are there any corrections or additions to the posted October 13, 2020 Facilitator Summary Report and Meeting Minutes that were posted electronically in advance of the meeting? Not hearing any. If not, is there a motion to approve the October 13, 2020 facilitator summer report and meeting minutes as presented or posted?
So moved.
Second, Boyer. Citizen Boyer, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. The next,
Mr. Chairman, before we move on, let's circle back and approve the agenda too.
I'm sorry about that. Is there a motion to approve the current agenda as posted?
So moved, Smith.
Second, Boyer. Smith and Boyer, all in favor, is ready to second? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Next, we'll move on to the chair's discussion issues and recommendations. I have no appointments at this time. I would like to do some recognition of some of the commissioners, though. Retiring, Commissioner Hamburger is retiring and as a result is resigning from the commission effective tomorrow. In his position as one of the code official representatives, Robert served from August 27, 2013 to December 15, 2020 and was a member of the Project Approval Box and the Fire Task. Thank you, Robert, for your service to the citizens of Florida, and we wish you the best in your retirement. Thank you again, Robert. The commission positions that have been eliminated. There are 7 commissioners who will be rolling off the commission effective January 1st, 2021 as a result of the 2020 legislative elimination of their positions. I would like to take this opportunity to recognize each of them in turn. Commissioner Meade Bahadori. On behalf of the commission, I would like to recognize Meade Bahadori for her service on the commission as a fire protection technologist representative. Hamid was appointed on February 20th of 2002 and will serve until December 31st of 2020. Hamid is the longest serving remaining commissioner and at the end of his service in December will have served for 2 months short, 19 years. In addition, Hamid chaired the fire TAC and served on the code administration TAC, and we commend and thank Hamid for his years of dedicated service to the citizens of Florida. Thank you, Amy. Bob Boyer, on behalf of the commission, I would like to recognize Bob Boyer for his service on the commission as one of the code official representatives. Bob was appointed on November 5th, 2008, and will serve until December 31st of 2020. In addition, Bob served on the code administration TAC, the plumbing TAC, and the roofing TAC. We commend and thank Bob for his years of dedicated service to the citizens of Florida. Thank you, Bob. Kelly Smith Burke. On behalf of the commission, I would like to recognize Kelly Smith Burke for her service on the commission in the FDACS Energy Office position. Kelly was appointed on May 5th, 2016, and will serve until December 31st of 2020. In addition, Kelly served on the educational POC and the energy PAC. We commend and thank Kelly for her years of dedicated service to the citizens. Thank you, Kelly. Oscar Kalea. On behalf of the commission, I'd like to recognize Oscar Kalea for his service on the commission as the mechanical contractor representative. Oscar was appointed on November 22nd of 2012 and served until December 31st of 2020. In addition, Oscar chaired the mechanical tax and served on the energy tax. I commend and thank Oscar for his years dedicated service to the citizens of Florida. Thank you, Oscar. Don Gatlin, on behalf of the commission, I would like to recognize Don Gatlin for his service on the commission as the state insurance representative. John was appointed on November 16th of 2018 and will serve until December 31st of 2020. In addition, John served on the fire tax and a special occupancy tax. We commend and thank John for his years of dedicated service to the citizens of Florida. Thank you, John. Bruce Smith. On behalf of the commission, I would like to recognize Bruce Smith for his service on the commission as the green building industry representative. Bruce was appointed on November 5th of 2008 and will serve until December 31st of 2020. In addition, Bruce chaired the energy PAC and served on the educational POC. We commend and thank Bruce for his years of dedicated service to the citizens of Florida. Thank you, Bruce. Don Whitehead. On behalf of the commission, I would like to recognize Don Whitehead for his service on the commission as the public education representative. Don was appointed on August 18th of 2017 and will serve until December 31st, 2020. In addition, Don chaired the special occupancy tax, and we commend and thank Don for his years of dedicated service to the citizens of Florida. Thank you, Don, as well. Also, I would mention, Tom Campbell is working on some realignments and appointments on the technical advisory committees. If any of you wish to continue to serve, I appreciate it if you contact Tom as a member. Next, we'll go on to 2021-2022 research projects. The Hurricane Research Advisory Committee will be meeting in the next couple of months to prioritize topical issues for research projects with the goal of encouraging researchers to propose specific research projects consistent with the HRAC's identified priorities. This will initiate the process for evaluating research projects for fiscal year 2021-2022 and will culminate with the commission making the decision on which research projects to fund during the August 2021 meeting. Finally, the commission milestone update. As a reminder, the update commission milestone documents relate to this month's Florida Building Commission agenda on the BCIS.
Mr. Chairman, before I proceed, I just wanted to note that it appears that Commissioner Strope has been on the call since the beginning. Brian Webb, and so let's make sure that we reflect that we've had 23 people on the two votes that we've taken so far in present. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Brian. Yeah, you know. Executive Director announcements and discussions. Tom, can you provide the commission with relevant updates?
Sure. Good morning. The first item I have is that the effective date of the next edition the seventh edition 2021-2020 is set to go into effect at midnight on December 31st, 2020. As for our future commission meeting dates, the meeting on January 12th is being held for the main purpose of electing a new chair for the amendment for the commission. Additional items may be added to the agenda as needed, and we will keep you informed about any addition to the amendment to the agenda. The other meetings that are listed there are commission meetings that are set for February 9th, April 13th, and then June 8th, and we're planning to have that meeting on site in Syracuse. Does anybody have any questions about any of that? Okay. Well, I have Commissioner Shaw.
Thank you, Tom. It'll be nice for us to see each other again. Looking forward to that.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is the 8th edition, 2023 Florida Building Code proposed work plan. Mel Madani will now provide a review of the proposed work plan and schedule for development of the 2023 code update process, 8th edition, 2023. We will not be approving the work plan until all the I-codes are adopted and available for review. We hope to be able to approve the work plan soon after the start of the new year. Mel?
Yeah, good morning. This is Mel Madani. As stated, I'm here to give you an update on the draft work plan for the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code. Last time, 2 meetings ago, we went through the work plan just in general. To date, as you see in the work plan, there is 2 items that we're still waiting for. One is a complete set of addition of the 2021 International Code. Based on my last communication with the ICC, it is my understanding that the 3 codes that they are not, or 3 subcodes that are not available yet. The International Existing Building Code 2021, that will be available in about a week. The International Energy Conservation Code, that will be available mid-January. And 2021 IRC will be available mid-February. So at this stage, really, I'm hoping that by the February meeting, maybe we'll have those codes available. Also, we are waiting for the ICC to provide us with a complete listing of the code changes to the I-code. That has not been provided yet or published. So also, that's an item that, my understanding, we should have it in January. After all these documents are become available, then we hope we'll have a more accurate work plan that you can approve, hopefully, the February meeting. That's what I have for you. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you, Mel. And we will move on to accessibility waivers. The commission will now consider this month's request for accessibility waivers. Justin Vogel will serve as legal counsel and present the Accessibility Advisory Council recommendation. Justin, please present the council recommendations regarding waivers requested in turn, beginning with Porter Mansion.
Good morning. The first waiver petition is for Porter Mansion, waiver 42. This project is an alteration of a historic mansion constructed in 1902. The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor and attic. The project is currently under design. The petitioner provided a letter from the Department of State indicating that providing vertical accessibility in this structure would negatively impact its historic features. And the Accessibility Council voted to recommend that this waiver be granted on the grounds of historic nature.
Thank you, Justin. Is there a petitioner wishing to speak?
this is Brooke Robbins of Robbins Design. I'm just available if there's any questions about the application. So.
Okay, thank you. Commission, going back to the commission, commissioners, you heard the recommendation from the Accessibility Council is to grant on the grounds of the historic and nature of the property. Are there any questions or motions?
Schiffer moves the council's recommendation.
Second, Smith.
Schiffer and Smith recommend the council's recommendation to grant on the grounds of the historic nature of the property. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Justice?
The next waiver application is for 226 Jefferson, waiver 408. This project is an alteration to an existing building or facility. The issue is vertical accessibility to all but one units of this one-story building. The project is currently in plan review. Project construction cost is $129,181.25. The compliance estimate plus the amount spent on accessible features is $240,981, which represents 187% of the total cost of construction. Accordingly, the council voted to recommend that this waiver be granted on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you, Justin. Is the petitioner wishing to speak? Hearing none, we'll go back to the commission. Commissioners, you've heard the recommendation of the council is to grant the request based on the grounds of economic hardship. Is there any discussion to our motion?
Schiffer will move council's recommendation.
Schiffer Smith is the council's recommendation. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Justin?
Next waiver petition is for Alex Harris, waiver number 478. This project is an alteration to an existing building or facility. The project is currently under design. The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. Project construction cost is $31,232.10. The compliance estimate is $26,834.88, which represents 86% of the total cost of construction. The council voted to recommend that this waiver be granted on the grounds of economic hardship.
Is the proponent wishing to speak on the waiver? Hearing none, going back to the commission. Commissioners, you've heard the recommendations of the council is to grant this on the grounds of economic hardship. Is there a discussion or a motion?
Schiffer will move the council's recommendation.
Boyer second.
Schiffer and Boyer move council's recommendations. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Justin?
The next waiver petition is for Via Cinco, waiver number 495. The project is an alteration to a historic property. The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor units. The project is currently in plan review. The petitioner provided a letter from the Department of State indicating that if vertical accessibility were to be provided to the second floor units, it would negatively impact historically significant features of the structure. Additionally, the architect for the project stated that it would be technically infeasible to install ramps or lifts within the existing staircases, and that doing so would conflict with required routes of egress. Accordingly, the council voted to recommend that this petition be granted on the grounds of the historic nature of the property and technical infeasibility.
Thank you, Justin. Is the petitioner willing to speak or needs to speak on this project? Hearing none, commissioners, you heard the council's recommendation to grant the waiver on the grounds of technical feasibility and historic nature of the property. Is there a discussion or motions?
Schiffer will again move council's recommendation. And by the way, I'm not just guessing. I did attend the...
Second, Smith. Schiffer and Smith. Thank you very much. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Justin?
And I can confirm that Commissioner Schiffer is always on the Accessibility Council meeting.
I know you.
The next waiver petition is for Norman J. Clement Community Center, waiver 334. This project is an alteration to an existing building or facility. The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The project is currently under design. The project construction cost plus the construction cost that's occurred over the past 3 years totals $231,438. The compliance estimate plus the amount being spent on accessible features is $168,043, which represents 73% of the total cost of construction. Accordingly, the Accessibility Council voted to recommend that this waiver be granted on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you, Justin. Does the petitioner wish to speak on this topic? Hearing none, going back to the commission. You've heard the recommendations of the Accessibility Council is to grant based on the grounds of economic hardship. Is there a discussion or a motion?
Schiffer will move Council's recommendation.
Second, Boyer. I'm not sure if it's Smith that made the second or Boyer.
Smith made the first.
Okay. So the motion has been made and by Commissioner Schiffer and seconded by Commissioner Smith. If there's any further discussion, you've heard the motion, you've heard the recommendations of the Accessibility Grant Council is to grant the waiver based on grounds of economic hardship. Is there a motion?
I have a motion, second, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? That must be carried. Thank you. Justin?
The final waiver petition is for Crenwell Corporation, waiver number 485. Project is an alteration to an existing building or facility. The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. Project is currently under construction. The project construction cost is $14,833. The compliance estimate is $60,885, which represents 410% of the total cost of construction. The licensed design professional for the project also asserts that it is technically infeasible to install an elevator in the structure due to the setbacks on the property and the location of the only accessible hallway to the other condominium units and staircases. Accordingly, the council voted to recommend that this petition be granted on the grounds of economic hardship and technical infeasibility.
Does the petitioner wish to speak on this project? Hearing none, going back to the commission. I heard the
no.
Is there someone who wishes to speak?
I think it was just a sidebar, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Going back to the commission, the recommendations from the Accessibility Council is to grant the waiver based on the grounds of economic hardship and technical infeasibility. Is there a motion and a second?
Schiffer will move Council's recommendation.
Second, Smith. Schiffer and Smith has moved the Council's recommendations. Your third discussion, hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I'm missing carries.
Mr. Chairman, before we proceed, sorry, I believe Commissioner Gilson has joined us. So, just wanted to acknowledge that, and I'm not sure when he joined, but at least for on the last one, the vote would have been 24-0, so I'm not sure if Commissioner Gilson voted on the waiver before that or not, but at any rate.
Yeah, I was here for that.
You were here for the one right before this one, so you voted on two different ones then?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. So number five and six are both 24-0. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Next, we'll consider the applications for product and entity approval. Ms. Blair will now present the FOSS recommendation for entity and project approval applications. Jeff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Today's we have a consent agenda for approval of 14 entities. If anybody from the public wish to comment? If not, I'll turn to Commissioner Thompson for a motion.
Thompson moves to approve.
Second, Dean.
Motion from Thompson, Commissioner Thompson and Commissioner Dean for approval. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The motion carries.
Yes. We have a consent agenda recommended for approval to the 2017 code consisting of 9 products. Does any member of the public wish to comment? If not, I'll turn to Commissioner Thompson.
Thompson moves to approve.
Second, Dean.
Thompson and Dean move approval. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you.
Yep. Next is products recommended for approval to the 2020 code. I would look for the motion to be as amended, and the amendment would be to remove product FL789R8 from the consent agenda for individual consideration at the applicant's request. That would leave 1,243 applications on the consent agenda. Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Not? Commissioner Thompson.
Thompson, move to approve that amendment.
Second, Dean.
Thompson Dean moved the motion as amended. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you.
All right, we have, in addition, we have 2 products on a supplemental consent agenda recommended for approval for the 2020 code. Anybody from the public wish to comment? If not, Commissioner Thompson, look for a motion to approve that.
Thompson, motion to approve.
Second, Dean.
Again, Commissioner Thompson and Dean, motion to approve. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And motion carries. Jeff?
Yes, sir. The product we just pulled off the consent agenda, which is FL7989R8, the applicant's requesting a conditional approval to correct the drawings to display the missing tables. Any public comment? If not, I'll turn to Commissioner Thompson.
Thompson, move conditional approval.
Second, Dean.
Thompson, Dean, move conditional approval on part of 7989R8. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Jeff Blair will now explain the process to present the POTS recommendations for product approvals, with discussions, and our submittals for public comment.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. In an effort to be more efficient and not go through, in this case, 49 individual motions, we created 2 consent agendas, which were posted to the POTS meeting and also posted to the commission meeting. The first is the consent agenda for approval, and there's 49 products on that list. I'll ask if any member of the public wishes to comment. If so, we'll take the comment. We'll come back to the commission today. If any commissioner wishes to pull any for individual consideration, if so, we'll pull those. Then we'll either approve the consent agenda recommended for approval as it was posted or as amended if one is removed, and then take up any individual one. Then we have a second consent agenda, which are those recommended for conditional approval, which there are 32, and it will be based on the conditions that are recommended by DBPR staff. And in the report, so they'll just be done as a single motion as well, same process, anybody to the public, any commissioner wish to find, and we'll approve the consent agenda recommended for conditional approval. That's the process. So we'll start with those, the 49 products that are recommended for approval with discussion. Does any member of the public wish to comment on any of those products? All right. Does any commissioner wish to have any pulled off for individual consideration? In that case, I'll turn to Commissioner Thompson for a motion to approve the consent agenda with comments as it was posted.
Thompson, move to approve.
Second, Dean.
Motion is made by Mr. Thompson and Dean to approve the consent agenda of 49 items with products with comments and recommended approval in the 2020 code. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Jeff?
Consent agenda, a product recommended to conditional approval based on the conditions recommended by staff, of which there are 32 products. One part of which I'll need to specify the condition, because it was pulled, it's on the consent agenda, but the specific condition was not defined. So the applicant is on product FL8523R8. The applicant is requesting conditional approval to allow the applicant to test the product for the small mental test. So that will be part of the consent agenda, but that specific condition will apply to that product. Does anybody from the public wish to comment on any of the products on the consent agenda recommended for conditional approval? All right. Does any commissioner wish to have any individually discussed? I'll turn to Commissioner Thompson for a motion.
Thompson moves conditional approval.
Second, Dean.
Captain Dean, this is conditional approval. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you.
And that concludes the product approval, Mr. Chairman.
Right. So next we can move on to considering applications for creditor course approval. Commissioner Nandine will present the educational cost recommendations regarding applications for creditor and course approval. Commissioner Dean.
Thank you. I move the following new courses be approved based on the SBC accreditation process that only verifies the accuracy of the Florida Building Code related content. And those courses are 1022.0, 1019.0, 1021.0, 1026.0, 1015.0, 1025.0, 1024.0, 1011.0, 1012.0, 1009.0, and 1010.0.
Is there a second? Brown second. Mr. Brown seconded Commissioner Dean's motion. Is there any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Commissioner Dean?
Thank you. I move the new course 1013.0 be conditionally approved based on the SBC accreditation process that only verifies the accuracy of the Florida Building Code-related content, subject to the identified changes being made to the course quiz in both the syllabus and or course material.
Is there a second?
Brown second.
Commissioner Dean, Commissioner Brown, is there any further discussion? Are you done? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Commissioner Dean?
Thank you. I move the following administratively approved updated courses be approved based on the SBC accreditation process that only verifies the accuracy of the Florida Building Code related content. And those courses are 860.1 and 948.1.
Thank you, Commissioner Dean. Is there a second?
Brown second.
Commissioner Dean, Commissioner Brown. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That makes you carries. Thank you, Commissioner Dean.
Thank you. I move the following self-affirmed one-change courses be approved based on the SBC accreditation process that only verifies the accuracy of the Florida Building Code related content. And those courses are 844.1, 845.1, 594.3, 163.2, 531.2, 922.1, and 918.1.
Is there a second?
Brown second.
Commissioner Dean and Commissioner Brown on the second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Okay, we'll move on to the next agenda item, which is legal reports. Justin, do you report any relevant legal matters of interest to the commission at this time?
Good morning. Other than noting that rulemaking from prior commission meetings is ongoing, I have nothing specific to report.
Thank you, Justin. Next, we'll move on to the declaratory statements. Justin Vogel will serve as the commission's legal counsel. After Justin reviews the petition, I will ask the petitioner to speak, and subsequently, if there is any public comment on prior to the commission's consideration of each petition in turn. Justin?
Thank you. The first petition for declaratory statement is DF-2020-062 by Todd Schlemmer of UCI2 Construction Services, LLC. And with this, on December 4th, prior to the structural tack considering the petition, the petitioner requested in writing that it be withdrawn. At its December 8th meeting, the structural tack voted to recommend that the petition be dismissed in accordance with the petitioner's request.
Commissioners, you've heard the recommendations of the structural tack, which is recommended that the commission accept the withdrawal of the petition at the applicant's request. Is there any discussion or motions?
I count them move approval of the withdrawal.
Is there a second?
Second, Bass.
Commissioner Humphrey, Commissioner Bass. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries.
The next petition is DF-2020-064 by Paul Danforth of GSA International, Inc. Petitioner is an engineering firm which provides private provider plan review and inspection services. Petitioner plans to inspect a project where a 26-foot by 48-foot manufactured residential building will be installed at a prepared site, with frame located a minimum of 18 inches above the ground surface. Petitioner provided a diagram with further specific details about the installation and states that all wood shims, skirt wall framing, and sheathing are naturally durable with preservative-treated wood in areas required by sections R317.1.1 through R317.1.7. Petitioner seeks clarification about whether the Florida Building Code Residential requires additional termite protection if the building is installed in the manner described, and whether a certificate of compliance needs to be issued to the local building department by a licensed pest control company. The structural tack considered the petition on December 8, 2020, and recommended that staff suggested answers which have been provided to you be adopted without change. Mo?
Good morning. Mo Magani. The answer to the first question is as follows. The answer to the petitioner's question is yes. The termite protection requirements of section R318.1.1 through R318.1.7 are in addition to requirements of section R317.1.1 through R317.1.7, the 6th edition 2017 for the Building Code Residential. With regard to question number 2, the answer is as follows. The answer to the petitioner's question is yes. As per section RE318.1 of the 6th edition 2017 for the Building Code Residential, upon completion of the application of the termite protective treatment, a certificate of compliance shall be issued to the Building Department by a licensed pest control company. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. Does a petitioner wish to speak on this topic? Hearing none, is there any public comment? Hearing none, we'll return back to the commission. And if there's no further discussion, is there a motion to approve the structural tack recommendations on the petition?
Thompson, move to approve yes for the responses.
Second, Bass.
Motion is made and seconded by Thompson and Bass. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Justin?
The next petition is DS-2020-056 by Jonathan Sargent of Omega Flex, Inc. Petitioner is a manufacturer of various corrugated stainless steel tubing products and produces an arc-resistant variety of tubing. Petitioner seeks clarification about the bonding requirements of the Fuel Gas Code, 7th edition, specifically whether the bonding of CSST is to be performed in accordance with sections 310.2 through 310.3, or in accordance with 310.1 through 310.1.1.5. And I believe that some of those citations may have been amended at the TAC meeting, but Mo can address that as needed. The plumbing TAC considered the petition on December 8, 2020, and recommended that staff suggest the answer, which has been provided to you, be adopted, along with corrections to the listed code sections in the answer that were specified by the committee. Mo?
Yeah, Mamadani, the answer to the question is as follows, and as amended by the TAC, there's some corrections to specific sections. The answer is, the answer to the petitioner's question is yes. The requirements of sections 310.3 are more specific than the requirements of section 310.1.1 through 310.1.5 of the 7th edition 2020 for the building code of fuel gas with regard to method of bonding to be performed for the CSST tubing systems, and therefore in accordance with section 102.1 of the 7th edition 2020 for the building code building requirements of section 310.2 through 310.3 prevail over the requirements of section 310.1.1 through 310.1.1.5. Thank you,
ma'am. Does the petitioner wish to speak on this request? Hearing none, is there anyone from the public? Hearing none, then back to the...
I'm sorry, this is Arlene Stewart. I made this comment during the energy tax, and I will make it again. We continue to chip away at the energy code, and I need to...
This is the issue that you want to speak on. You want to wait till we get to the next day. But it's the next one. It's the next deck segment is the one you want to speak on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, so there's nothing I've discussed with Commissioner. Is there a motion to approve the funding tax recommendations on the petition in a second?
Warrior, I approve. Move forward.
Pass second. Lawyer and Bass, any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The motion carries. Thank you. Justin?
The final petition is DS-2020-059 by Mark Wesson of Wesson Air, Inc. Petitioner is an air conditioning contractor who occasionally replaces existing home air conditioning systems. Petitioner seeks clarification about the application of certain Florida building code provisions. Such work imposes the following questions. 1. When replacing an HVAC system in a residential structure of less than 3 stories, where the work was less than 30% of the assessed value of the structure, would the alteration be governed by the existing Florida building code, the existing building code, excuse me? 2. When replacing an HVAC system in such residence, does section R101.4.2 of the Energy Conservation Code apply? And 3. When replacing the thermostat as part of such work, would the replacement be required to be programmable? The Energy TAC considered the petition on December 10th and recommended that staff suggested answers, which have been provided to you, be adopted without change. Well,
Yeah, the answer to the first question is as follows. The answer to the petitioner's question is yes. As per Section 101.4, applicability of the 7th edition 2024 the Building Code existing building alteration, i.e. HVAC change out, falls within the scope of the Florida Building Code existing building. The answer to question number two is as follows. The alteration question is governed by Section R101.4.2 of the 7th edition 2020 SEC Energy Conservation Code, and therefore compliance with the code is not required. With regard to the answer to question three, the answer to the petitioner's question is no, as there are R101.4.2 and the definition of renovated building of the 7th edition 2020 SDC Energy Conservation Code, the project in question, including the thermostat, is exempt from compliance with the code. Thank you.
Thank you. Does the petitioner wish to speak on this request? Anyone from the public?
This is Arlene Stewart. For Ramble thermostats, whether it was this deck statement or the previous deck statement, as soon as you switch one out that was originally permitted and you switch it out for the next permit, you raise the efficiency of the house. So now you're making the house less efficient than it was originally permitted, which is not the intent of the code. Thank you.
Anyone else from the public? Thank you, Arlene. Going back to the commission, is there a motion? If there's no further discussion, commissioners, is there a motion to approve the energy tax recommendations on the petition?
Motion to approve, Smith.
Second. Mrs. Bass? Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Okay, moving on to the next agenda item. Approval of the Energy Code Compliance Software of the 7th Edition 2020 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation. The 7th Edition 2020 Florida Building Code becomes effective on December 31st, 2020, and the Commission has submittals from vendors seeking approval of their software for demonstrating compliance with the required 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation. Today, the Commission is being asked to approve Energy Code Compliance Software for the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation, specifically the IESBE version 2021 for demonstrating compliance with the Commercial Building Energy Requirements, Energy Gauge USA version 7, demonstrating compliance with residential building energy requirements, and Energy Gauge Summit 7.00 for demonstrating compliance with the commercial building energy requirements. Commissioner Smith will provide the energy tax recommendations, and then will provide any technical background needed to answer members' questions. Drew?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The energy tax met last Thursday, 12/10/20, and reviewed all three pieces of software and recommends approval for all three to the commission.
Okay, Jeff will now review this to facilitate the public comment process. Jeff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll see if anybody or anybody wants to comment from the public, and we'll come back to the commission for a motion, and we'll do it each one separately. So we'll start with the IESBE version 2021 for demonstrating compliance with commercial building energy requirements. If anybody from the public wants to comment, then I'll turn it to Commissioner Smith for an action or a motion.
Look for a motion for approval for IESBE, the current version of the software.
And if you could, Mr. Chairman, just so we have it for the record, the motion is to approve IESB version 2021 for demonstrating compliance with the commercial building energy requirements of the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation for the following code compliance method: ASHRAE 90.1, 2016 Performance Method, Appendix G. That's very specific. We have that for a motion from Commissioner Smith, so we just need a second.
Can I have a second?
Okay, the motion was from Commissioner Smith and Commissioner Kaya. And the motion, and I don't want to repeat this again, but it's for the approval of the IESBE version 2021 demonstrating compliance with the commercial energy requirements in the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation for the following code compliance methods: ASHRAE 9.1 2016 Performance Method, Appendix G. Is there a second?
We have one for Commissioner.
Yeah,
second.
You're right. I just repeat it. Right. There's no further discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you.
All right, the next one is Energy Gauge USA version 7 for demonstrating compliance with the residential building energy requirements, and I'll let you read the motion, Mr. Chairman, after we hear from the public. Does anybody from the public wish to comment? All right, Commissioner Smith, you want to make the motion?
Yes, let's make a motion to approve Energy Gauge 7.0 2020 residential edition.
Can you have a second?
Okay, there's a motion and a second, and the motion to read is, if there's no further discussion, Commissioner, the motion to approve Energy Gauge USA version 7 demonstrate compliance with the residential building energy requirements of the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation for the following code compliance method: R402 perspective R value method, prescriptive total UA alternate method, performance method R405 and ERI method, R406. So if there's any further discussion, if not, we'll take a vote. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Jeff?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the next is to approve Energy Gauge Summit 7.000 for demonstrating compliance with the commercial building energy requirements. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, I'll go back to Commissioner Smith.
I'd like to make a motion to approve Energy Gauge Summit 7.0 2020 edition for commercial use.
Is there a second?
Second,
Warner. Okay, the motion to read, a motion to approve Energy Gauge Summit 7.00 for demonstrating compliance with the commercial building energy requirements of the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation for the following code compliance methods: FEC Total Building Performance Method, FEC Prescriptive Method, FEC Component Performance Alternative Method, ASHRAE Prescriptive Method, and ASHRAE Energy Cost Budget Method. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Next, we'll move on to Fox reports to a brief summary of key issues and recommendations, emphasizing any issues requiring an action from the Commission. Please frame any needed Commission actions in the form of a motion. Acceptance of a committee report does not approve any recommendations contained within the report, and specific recommendations must be considered by separate motions. There is no need to read the attack or Fox minutes. This is a complete minutes link to the committee's subsequent meeting agenda for approval by the respective committee.
The staff is from the educational tax that popped, Commissioner D.
Thank you. The education talk met on December 7th, 2020 at 9:01 a.m. After establishing the quorum, we discussed and approved the courses that I brought today. We had an administrator's report. We had a brief discussion on course evaluation and accreditor evaluation criteria, and we may have some rulemaking next year. We adjourned at 10:07 a.m. I move approval of the report.
Second. Army, who's that?
Smith.
Smith, second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Next, we'll move on to the Energy Tax. Commissioner Smith will now present the Energy Tax reports and recommendations.
The Energy Tax met on December 10th at 10 a.m. We had a quorum. We reviewed one deck statement, which we heard today, and we also reviewed the three energy code compliance softwares and recommended approval to the commission. That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a second?
Second, sir.
Second is Boyer. Smith made the motion. So the motion is to accept the energy tax reports of from December 10th, 2020. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. We'll move on to the plumbing tax. Commissioner Boyer will now present the plumbing tax reports and recommendations.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The plumbing tax met on December 8th at 2 p.m. A quorum was established, and we addressed deck statement 20-056, as previously mentioned. It was approved unanimously, and we adjourned at 2:39. That concludes my report.
Is there a second?
Brown second.
Commissioner Brown seconded Commissioner Boyer's report. Any further discussion? There being none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. We will move on to the product approval box. Commissioner Thompson, would you please present to the product approval box report and any recommendations?
Yes, sir. So the product approval box here on Monday, December 7th at 10:11 a.m. We had a quorum. We have already discussed the bulk of the meeting. We adjourned at 10:30 a.m. I move approval of the report.
Is there a second?
Second, Dean.
Mr. Thompson and Dean, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. That makes the party. I will present the structural report. The structural tax met December 8th. We made a recommendation for the debt statement that we heard earlier today and adjourned. The debt statement was unanimously voted on, and I move that report. Is there a second?
Thompson, second.
Motion is made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. All right. Moving on to the next item, which is the nomination for commission chairman. I'd like the Jeff to explain the nomination and voting process and then facilitate the process. Jeff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, let's be careful. There's a lot of background noise coming from one person. I don't know if you can isolate Tom or not, but it helps. So, folks, if you would mute yourself if you're not speaking, thanks. So, first, I'm going to ask if there's any public comments, and then I'm going to come back to the commission and ask if any commissioner would like to self-nominate. So, we're going to do self-nominations first, and any commissioner who has a year's experience, or at least a year's experience, to qualify if they wish to self-nominate themselves. After that, I'll ask if any other commissioner wishes to make any other nominations, and then we'll collect the list. So we're not going to vote on the chair today. We're just going to make the nomination. At the January 12th special meeting that we have, which will also start at 8:30, each
nominee will have an opportunity to sort of present why they'd like to be the chair of the commission, so they'll have a chance to kind of explain their thinking about the position. And then we're going to do a ranking exercise. So what I'll do first is I'll ask each commissioner to give me their number one vote. We'll tally that, and if one commissioner receives at least 50% or more, then they'll be elected chair. If not, then the one who has the least amount of votes will drop off, and we'll conduct the ranking again the second time with the remaining commissioners. And then again, if one receives 50% or more, they would be elected chair. If not, we'll drop off, and we'll just repeat that until either there's only one person left or somebody achieves a greater than 50% majority for the vote. So that's the threshold. So we'll do that at the January meeting, and I'll explain that process again there. But for today, public comment, self-nominations from commissioners, and then commissioners may nominate other commissioners if they so choose to do. Does any commissioner have any questions about the process? Okay. And the vote will be taken at the January 12th meeting. Okay, does anybody from the public wish to comment before we take self-nominations from commissioners? Okay, I hear no public comment. Then I'm going to come back to the commission and ask if commissioners, if any of you would like to nominate yourselves. And I just want to say one thing. I mean, we're doing it this way to sort of make it less, you know, like a clubby thing. I mean, you shouldn't be embarrassed about nominating yourself. If you're really interested in being the chair, then, you know, put yourself up and then everybody will be on the table. So does any commissioner wish to nominate themselves as the chair?
I would, yeah.
Okay. Commissioner Schock, very good. Is anybody else? Okay. Does any commissioner wish to nominate another commissioner?
Counselor, I'd like to recommend Commissioner Schock.
Okay. Then we have Okay. Well, that's a bunch of nominations for the same person. Very good. Does anybody else have any other nominations? All right, well, it looks to me like at the January 12th meeting, we'll be voting for Commissioner Schock to be the chair. Tom and Justin, is there any reason we need to do that? Should we wait till January 12th, or should we just do it? I'll rely on your legal and professional opinions in that regard.
I'd like to wait just because of the fact that there'll be a different makeup on the commission at that time, and I'd like that. Make it
that
makeup to be the one who
casts the vote. Okay, totally makes sense. Makes sense. Very good. All right, thank you. So we'll take this up at the January 12th meeting. That will conclude the nomination component of the agenda, Mr. Chairman, and we can move on.
Thank you, Jeff. We will now move on to agenda item 15. There's commissioners of the Florida Humber Association contacted the department yesterday and requested that Dane Bennett be provided an opportunity to address the commission before we discuss the agenda item with a request from the Florida Home Builders Association and the Gold Coast Builders Association for a delay of the implementation date for the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation. Dane, you have the floor.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, Commissioner. I'm Dan Bennett with the Florida Homeowners Association. As a reminder, we submitted our request to the Wind Energy Conservation Code, 7th edition 2020, on November 17th, almost 2 weeks before the software was submitted to the commission for review during the last week of Energy Impact. We received plenty of positive feedback and understanding that this is an issue that has now reoccurred during the past few code cycles. Just a reminder, the software was released to the public 1 month before the effective date of the new code. Now, as we can all probably agree, it's 6 months of labor than almost a year. I think we can all agree moving forward for the sake of compliance, you know, general software errors, that having the software available to the public no later than 60 days prior to the code would be beneficial to all parties. How to incentivize that by the software developers, manufacturers of people smarter than me, a full-blown implementation solution for 2024. With that being said, given the minimal issues that all parties had encountered during the review of software,
Sorry, Dave, you were kind of breaking up there at the very end, but what it sounded like you were saying is that, you know, going forward in the future, we should discuss the idea of having, you know, 60 days or something, but for this cycle, based on where we are, I know it sounded like you're no longer requesting delay. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. But today, you know, we don't have any sort of recommendations of having a sense of, you know,
software developers, you know, if you get this 60 days, before we take the day, you can 60 days, you know, we'll be nice, so I'll tell you, I'll be happy to have the commission, and I'll be happy to have the commission.
Great, thanks.
I guess, Mr. Chairman, if you want to see if there's any additional public comment, and the commission doesn't need to take any action. There was a request, and the request, you know, essentially withdrawn, so there's no action actually needed, but you want to see if anybody else in the public wants to comment?
Yeah, I think that's appropriate. Is anyone in the public who wishes to comment? Okay, hearing none. I guess we can move forward to the next agenda item then?
Unless any commissioner wants to make a comment, but yes, sir, I think that would be the appropriate. You know, but does any commissioner want to say anything about it? Okay, then I guess just go ahead and do what you said, Mr. Chairman.
All right, we're going to a conclusion here. Are there any commissioners who wish to make any general comments to the commission or identify key issues or possible agenda items for future commission meetings? And the only thing I would like to say, if I may, is I really do appreciate, one is the commissioners who are throwing off the commission. They performed a great task in the accomplishment of the current building code to be coming into an effect in December. It's an important thing, and I really appreciate their efforts and time and knowing them and making friends with them. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Any other commissioner have any comments? All right, let's go on to the next item, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, the commission welcomes your comment on its actions and any other topic under the commission's purview and authority. If you wish to speak, please identify your name and just to ask, and we will stack list the names for any public comment. So, at this time, is there any public comments?
Arlene Stewart.
Go ahead, Arlene.
I would like to thank all of the commissioners that are rolling off the commission for all of your service. I do want to thank Drew Smith and Oscar Kalaiha for all of their work on the energy tax. I've enjoyed working with both of you over the past several years, as well as Kelly Smith-Burke, but especially Drew and Oscar, because with my business and work as circuit rider, that's where most of my work has been, and you both have been exceptional help to me, and we solved so many problems and issues, and we've moved the ball forward so much, so thank you so very much.
Anybody else in the public wish to comment?
Linda Patrick.
Go ahead, Linda.
Linda Patrick, City of Gainesville Building Department. I too would like to thank the members that have been on the commission. We have worked through numerous years. I won't say how many, but I've been there from the very beginning, and some of y'all have too. So I look forward to working with the commission, the newer commission, in the next years to continue what we do for the state of Florida and those that live, work, and play. Thank you.
Right. Any other public comment? All right, Mr. Chairman, I believe that would conclude the public comment.
All right, so then finally, for the next meeting, the January 12th, 2021 meeting,
will close upon the election of the commission's chair. The January meeting will be conducted by a virtual meeting and webinar. The next regular commission meeting will focus on February 9th, 2021. The meeting will focus on the commission's regular procedural substantive issues and any relevant rule development initiatives. The February meeting will be conducted by virtual meeting by webinar. And with that, I have no further actions or agenda items. Is there anything else from the public or the commission? If not, we can stand adjourned. I appreciate it.
Wait, Mr. Chairman, sorry. Before we do that, can we go ahead and do a closing roll call?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff. Yes, sure.
Okay. Thanks. Commissioner Schock.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bahadori.
I'm here, Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Bott. Pass, sorry.
I'm here, Jeff.
Commissioner Bore.
Present, Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning.
Commissioner Boyer.
Look at the doctor. All right.
All right. Commissioner Brown.
Yes, here.
Commissioner Smith first.
I'm here, thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Kaya.
You know, that's as big as that.
Mr. Grant, Oscar's here, I see him, so. Commissioner Thompson?
Here.
Mr. Dean?
Present.
Commissioner Fisher? Chuck, are you still here? All right, Commissioner Gatlin?
Here.
Commissioner Gilson?
Here.
Commissioner Close?
I'm still here.
Mr. Humberger.
Present.
Mr. Hershberger.
Here.
Mr. John.
Here.
Mr. Jones.
Here.
Mr. Langeal.
Here.
Mr. Marker.
Here.
Mr. Schiffer.
Still on.
Mr. Smith.
Here.
I see Drew. Commissioner Sloan. Brian, I see Brian. Commissioner Whitehead?
Here.
Let me check one more time. Commissioner Fisher, are you still on? Maybe you were muted. All right, well, it appears that we have 23 of 24. We have a form. Before you adjourn, Mr. Chairman, just one quick thing. If commissioners, I sent you the evaluation form. If you wouldn't mind completing it and sending it back today, that would be greatly appreciated. And I also want to say I want to appreciate all the work that you commissioners have rolled off. And we'll definitely miss y'all and appreciate your work. Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jeff. So those further business, we can stand adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, Jeff.